Welcome to Sunday School. Well, we're going to sing a few songs here. And if there are kids in the back row, they might be better served in the front row. I do have some object lessons here, so if they, during when we're singing, if they want to come to the front, that'd probably be best. But why don't we kick ourselves off with a couple of hymns? Who's got one? Number 40. Number 40, yes. On the back of the pamphlet, there's kids' songs. Jesus loves me. Because it reminds us that even though we're bad, even though we have sin in us, God, the one who made this earth, the one who puts all our breath in our chest, he still loves us. It's amazing to think that God so high up there thinks about us little specks down here. So it's good for us to remember. That's why I think it's so, the kids love that song so much. Who's got another one? Number 41. Around the throne of God. Sheet, are you? Number 5. Maybe someone could start that for me. That fixed my that song ties in very nicely to what we're going to talk about today. Because when we're saved, it's a happy day. It's a happy day because we're given a life that wants to serve the Lord Jesus, that makes us want to be happy to do the things that the Lord Jesus wants us to do. It makes us happy to be close beside Him, where before we'd be running away from Him. And so, the Lord Jesus loves you very much, children. And what's important to know is that when you come to Him and tell Him that you're a sinner and that you want to be part of His family, that it's a happy day for you. And everything changes. Maybe we'll do one more. Maybe we'll go down here. In the pink there, number 46. Number 46. Glad T.I.D. Many of you guys memorize the verses on the children's Sunday school paper, but if you want to get up and say it, I do actually have a little treat for you. If it's, I'm not guaranteeing that that's free, but I do have a treat. Go ahead. So I know there's other people that can want to say it, but what we'll do. You can come up afterwards and get a treat. All right? So, there's plenty here for everyone. But good job. What's really important about that verse is that Mr. Hyland talked last night at the end. He said, wouldn't it be sad if the Lord Jesus came? And there was one or two or five kids here that had heard the Word of God and had sat in gospel meetings, and they were still sitting here, and the room, rest of the room was empty. Wouldn't that be sad? And that's why it says, behold, now. Not tomorrow, but now. Don't put it off. Satan wants you to put it off. He says, you got a long life to live. Lots of time to choose that sort of thing. But it says, now. I want you to remember that. So if you haven't done that, you should just say it to yourself. Tell the Lord Jesus you're sorry for your sins. Okay. Well, why don't we just pray and ask the Lord for help in the little talk to come. Our blessed God and loving Father, we thank Thee for this opportunity to talk to children. We know that Thou hast a special love for children. Suffer the little children to come unto Me. And we just pray that the little ones here would be touched in their heart and their conscience to accept Thee as their Savior while they're still young, before they grow up and things enter into their life and they can't make that decision any longer. And maybe even the Lord Jesus will come, which we hope maybe today. But for the children's sake, Lord, we just pray that Thou would get them to work in their hearts to accept Thee now. And so we just pray for the little talk to come, and we just pray that Thou would use it for Thy honor and glory, in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, well today what I want to talk a little bit about, and I have a little object lesson here, but today I want to talk about when we got born with sin in us. And then we have Satan who works on us with the help of the world to show that sin come out in our lives. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today. And I brought a few props. I brought Josh's stuffed animal here, so hopefully he'll forgive me. But I have here a chipmunk. What do chipmunks like to do? What do they like to eat? They like nuts, yeah. Like to climb trees, yeah. What, run around, that's right. They go through the paths, right? They run through the forest, go ahead. Yes, very good. So all those things that chipmunk, now did anybody have to teach the chipmunk to like seeds and nuts? To run away from people? Did anybody need to teach them that? No. No one needed to teach them. When they were born, if their parents had died right away, they would still do those things. They would still like seeds, they would still like nuts, and they would still, you know, have all the same traits that their parents had. And you know what? As kids, when we were born, we are born with the same nature as our dad. And you know what our dad was? Our dad had sin in us. You know why? Because his dad had sin in him. All the way back to Adam. And so, there's a verse that talks about that. It says, "Wherefore, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death came upon all men. For all have sinned." That's a good verse to remember. Because it reminds us that when we were born with a nature that does not love the Lord Jesus, or God. It says, "Wherefore in my flesh dwell no good thing." That's kind of bad. Now, this little squirrel here, same sort of idea. When he was born with all the attributes that he has when he grows up, right? So, if a little boy or a little girl, if this chipmunk didn't have any adversaries, if it didn't have anybody that would eat him or a man that might get him in trouble, he'd probably live okay, right? But because of his habits and who he is, he runs into trouble. And that's the same with us. You know, we might not, if there was no world out there, if there was no Satan out there, maybe we wouldn't see too much sin. But because Satan's out there, and because the world's out there tempting us, that's what makes the sin come out. So I want to read a verse, and this is where the object lesson comes in a little bit. In 1 John 2. John 2:16. "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world." So those three things are what acts on our nature to show that there's sin in our lives, right? This chipmunk, you know, he likes seeds and nuts, but he gets trapped, doesn't he? He can get trapped. So, I got a few things here to illustrate the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. So, how do you think this could get a chipmunk into trouble? Can this get a chipmunk into trouble? Down here, you guys think you know? How can this get a chipmunk into trouble? Oh. Can you show me how that might work? And what would happen? What would he run into? If it was just like this, would he run into it? You think he would jump in there for no good reason? Oh, there's food in there. Maybe. Yeah, so that's good. So, I have it on good authority from someone in our meeting that this is a great way to trap chipmunks. And what you do is you put seeds around here. You put some seeds in the bucket. And you know what? That chipmunk climbs up that pole and jumps into the bucket. Now, that to me is the lust of the flesh. Because you know what? That chipmunk, there's plenty of seeds there. He was probably full by the time he had all the seeds around it. And yet he saw, looked over the edge right here, he saw all those seeds down there, and he jumped into the bucket. For no good reason. You know what? That's like the lust of the flesh. And it changes as we get a little older, but maybe as if we're a kid, it's things like, maybe your parents told you to have one cookie, but it was so good, you had another one. Or maybe you were going to have Bible reading the one morning and felt so good to stay in bed that you just skipped it that morning. And you know what? That's how Satan trapped this squirrel, jumped into the bucket. But that's how he traps us too. That's how then we have a sin that we can see. But all it is that nature of the squirrel, he wants as many seeds as he can get, and he wants it for the winter. Right? And that's the same thing as our nature. Right? He just wants to sin and stay away and be independent from God. Okay? Now, I got another one. Who knows what this is? Paul. A mouse trap. It's a little tough to trap a chipmunk with because they're a little big, but a bigger one could do it. And I've seen this in up front, up close. So how do you think that would work, Paul? What would you do? You can't tell? Does anybody else know? Does the guy put his tail in? That's it. Huh? Everybody see that, how that works? Now, is the mouse going to stick his head in there for no good reason? Huh? Why would he stick his head in there? Yeah, again, it's food that gets him, doesn't it? What works best for those guys is the peanut butter. They love peanut butter. And so, that to me is the lust of the eyes. You know what? That squirrel, he knows he looks around and he looks and he says, well, there might be trouble there. There might be trouble there. But what he does, that peanut butter smells so good and looks so good that he can't resist that peanut butter. And there goes the squirrel. Or the chipmunk. And so, with us, we have the lust of the eyes as well, right? Maybe it's something that someone else has. Maybe it's a new pair of shoes. Maybe it's could be any number of things. And maybe we don't even take it. Maybe we just say, oh, that'd be great to have. That would be great to have, but it's someone else's. But the Lord tells us that even if we don't take it, that's a sin. So once again, our old nature, our sinful nature comes out, and we can see that we have a sinful nature. Now, lastly, the pride of life. I have here a little wire. This doesn't work so well on chipmunks, but for illustration purposes. How does this little wire work? Claire? Josh? Yes.
It works better on badgers.
Okay. Okay. So yes, this is called a snare. And this works not so well on chipmunks because chipmunks don't go along the same path all the time. But it really works on bunny trails. Right? And so a bunny and a chipmunk, to some respect, they go along the same trail all the time. And so if a hunter wants a bunny, or I guess a chipmunk, he puts this along the trail, kind of hanging down, and when the bunny goes through it, it goes around his head. And because he struggles and tries to push through it, it gets tighter and tighter and tighter, and then no more bunny. But that's like the pride of life, right? When we go down the same trail and we don't do it asking the Lord Jesus for help, that's why it says that even the plowing of the wicked is sin. because they didn't do anything in regards to the Lord Jesus or God. They didn't ask God for help or what they should do. They did it just for themselves. And that gets us into trouble. You know, David, King David, he fought against the Philistines 2 times in a row. And 1 time, God told him to go up against in the mulberry bushes. And he went up and he won. And the next time, he did the same thing, but thankfully he asked God what he should do. And God told him to go up a different way. But both times he got the victory, but only because he asked God, not because he leaned on himself. And so that's maybe the pride of life. And we get that when we're a kid too. Maybe we do a test without asking the Lord for help, and we don't do very well, or maybe we do lots of different things. But all those things, all they did was show out what our nature really was. They show out what our nature really was. And our nature is bad and far away from God, isn't it? That's how we were born. But the thing I want to get across today, so now that we know what to look for, we can see sin come out in our lives, can't we? We can see those sins come out. And you know what? It says, the wages of sin is, anybody know? Death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so, and it says, the other thing it says in 1 Corinthians is that, where is this? 1 Corinthians says that Christ came not into the world to condemn the world, but to bring him into himself. And so, you know what? The Lord Jesus, even though we were born with a nature that hates God and wants to do our own thing, God still loves us. We sang that song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And that is right. Even though we're sinners, and all we want to do is sin and get away from God, God still loves us. And He wants us to go to heaven with Him. And you know what? He can't have one sin in heaven, can he? So if we've got a nature inside us that just wants to sin, and we do, all we do is sin, can we go to heaven? No, we can't go to heaven, because God, it says He can't even look. His two pure eyes into even behold iniquity. So He can't even look on one sin. But you know what? God loved us so much that He sent His Son to die so that we, says we could live through Him. And so, the Lord Jesus loves you. I want you to remember that. The Lord Jesus loves you. He doesn't love your sins. He can't have one sin in His presence, but He loves you. And He gave up everything. He gave up everything. Everything that He loved in this, everything that He loved, He gave up. And He sent the Lord Jesus to die on the cross. Isn't that amazing? Even though we didn't love Him, we stayed far away from Him, we did our own thing, He still loved us enough to send His Son. And He's asking you, this is all you have to do is say you're sorry. Say, you know what? I know I was born in sin. I know that I'm full of sins. But the Lord Jesus loves me. And I want to be part of His family. That's all He wants you to say. Be sorry for your sins and ask Him to wash you in His blood. That's all He wants. And then, you know what? Then we have, oh happy day that fixed my choice. Because then, not only are we part of God's family, do you think God can change that nature that we had? That one that just wants to sin, can he change that? I have a few people saying yes, but it's not true. It's unfixable. That's a word. It's not fixable. It says that we're crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. And do you know why it says that? It's because that old, when we get saved, the Lord Jesus has to give us a new nature. One that loves Him. One that doesn't... That chipmunk will never change, right? It's always going to like seeds. It's It's always going to go through the little paths in the woods in the same way. And our nature will never change, that old nature. And that's why it tells us that we need a new one. We need the very life of Christ. That's what it says. And that life of Christ, that one, is where the Holy Spirit can live for give us the power to live like a Christian and the desire to want to be like a Christian. And so, that's what makes it a happy day. Because we know that we're a sinner. We've asked the Lord Jesus. We've been brought into His family. And then He gives us a new life so that we like being at Bible conference. We like being with other Christians. We like reading the Bible. We like praying. All those old habits, well, they still can tempt us, but we have the power to overcome them. So I guess what I wanted to make sure we understand today is that we're a sinner, and we were because our dad was sinners, and our dad before him was a sinner. But the Lord Jesus, He loves sinners. All we have to do is tell Him that we're a sinner and that we're sorry for it. And we're sorry that those nails nailed that Son of God to that cross. And we're sorry that the Lord Jesus had to take our punishment on that cross. And we're sorry that the Lord Jesus' blood had to be shed so that it could wash us clean as wool. That's what it says. And then we're happy to live for Him. We still have those temptations. Our old nature doesn't go away, unfortunately. But we have a new life that's stronger than it. So maybe we can just sing one more, if you would like, and then we can end the meeting. Number 40. We already sang that one. Do you have another one? You want to do 43? Number 43. One door and only one. So this morning you have a choice. What side of the door are you going to be on? The Lord Jesus is calling you this morning to say that you know that you're a sinner, but you accept His way of salvation. Which are you going to decide? It's your decision. At the end of the day, it's your decision. I hope, and the Lord is pleading with your heart this morning, to accept His way of salvation. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Okay? Let's pray. Our blessed God and loving Father, we just thank Thee for this little time where we could talk about Thy things, that we could remind the children how far they and all of us were away from Thee, how our nature only hated Thee, how our nature only wants to sin and get away. But Thou, Lord Jesus, did come into this world to save sinners, because Thou didst love us without a cause. And surely this morning we thank Thee for that work on the cross. We thank Thee for that blood that was shed. We just pray that if there's any children here that do not know Thee as Savior, that they would come to Thee this morning and accept Thee as their own personal Savior. And so we just pray that Thou would work in their hearts this morning. We thank Thee for this time, for children to come unto Thee, to tell children to come unto Thee. We just give Thee thanks and praise Thee in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.